just keep that groove going.
Indeed. Whoa. Hey now. what's going on? It is Friday, November the 2nd, and it is obviously the Jar Show.
Obviously. Duh. Gosh.
Jay and Ronnie here again.
What are we opening?
Oh, the Jazar of Truth.
The Jar of Trizuth.
That's right.
You say tomato, I say potato.
Cool. So, what's it going on? We had Halloween. That was extremely uneventful.
Oh, completely.
And
what did you do for Halloween?
What did I do for Halloween? Oh, I was watching the Laker game.
That's right.
I was watching the Lakers versus the Trailblazers.
Oh, and we totally kicked Trailblazer nothing because...
Oh, yeah.
Mike Brown's a cock.
Yeah, so...
I just figured I'd let everybody else out there know that fun fact.
I don't think you're alone. But first off, our opening game, we looked really good in the first half, but the problem was Dwight Howard got fouled so many times that he went to the line, I don't know, 15 times or something. And our overall tally for the free throws was like, I think 12 or 13 out of 31 or something ridiculous. So that's where we lost a lot of points there. And then the second game, Howard made all of his free throws for the most part.
Yeah. But
we managed to turn the ball over like 23 times. So, again, another huge loss of points that was unnecessary. So tonight we play the Clippers. We'll see how that goes.
And the season is officially underway as of what, Tuesday night?
Tis.
Sweet. Yeah, the 30th, right?
Yeah, it's Tuesday. Yeah.
Badass, man. Fucking stoked. I have yet to actually sit down and watch a game. I haven't had a chance. And I won't have a fucking chance tonight. So hopefully soon.
Yeah, well, hopefully soon they'll start to win, too.
That'd be great when I start to watch. They start to win. It'd be awesome.
What else?
My Halloween was pretty boring. Thanks for asking.
Oh. whoops. Okay, yeah. How was your Halloween?
Whatever, man. Don't even worry about it. I just fucking stayed home and watched... Yeah, thanks. One of the Halloween movies. That's not funny. Michael Myers kills a lot of people, all right?
Yeah, he does. What's not funny about that?
you know what? You got me. It's funny because I didn't know anything about the movie until I mentioned it to Jay, and he's like, oh, yeah, the one directed by Rob Zombie with this person and this person, and this happens and this happens and this happens. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
I watched a lot of movies. Actually, speaking of which, I saw a couple things recently.
Do tell.
Rattle them off. I managed to catch like a Poltergeist marathon. I've seen the first one a bunch of times. It's a great movie, but the second one's okay. It has this really creepy preacher guy who is the easily the antagonist in the film, and he's just really really creepy older dude. But the third one, I just remember seeing the TV trailer when I was a kid, and it scared the hell out of me because there's a scene where this girl puts her palms on this mirror, and the reflection grabs her hands and like pulls her up the mirror and everything, and it scared the shit out of me. And watching it now, that scene was cool, granted, but that was the only like cool scene, like maybe 2 minutes in the entire hour and a half, 95, 98 minutes of the movie. It was actually extremely boring. I watched Red State, which was directed by Kevin Smith, who did Clerks and Chasing Amy and all those comedies. Did he do Chasing Amy or did he just make that up? I know he did Clerks, but anyway.
You're kind of the master.
He's more of a comic guy. This is like a kind of a horror movie about fundamentalist nut jobs torturing people in the name of Christ, of course.
Badass. Sounds like a Red State to me, damn it.
And it could have been a really cool movie, but I don't know. I think it fell short in many areas. And then I also... recently being last night, watched Rosemary's Baby, which I haven't seen since I was probably 15. And I remember when I was a kid, thought it was really boring. And I take that back. It's actually a really good movie. So maybe there's just a matter of age. Or I think I probably just went into it with different expectations because I thought it was supposed to be like a really gruesome, gory horror movie.
Rosemary's Baby?
Uh-huh. Hmm. And it's totally not a horror movie, really. It's a psychological thriller type thing. And it's actually a really punishing watch because you feel so bad for Mia Farrow's character the whole way through and really nothing ever good happens to her. It's really kind of sad.
Neat.
But good movie. The weird thing, here's the strange thing about this, though. And not about the movie itself. But the director, Roman Polanski, I don't know if, Ronnie, if you've heard about him.
I've heard the name. That's a.
He was involved in a sex scandal back in the day. I can't remember exactly what year it was. Maybe somewhere in the 70s, I think.
A sex scandal?
Yeah, he ended up sleeping with one of his like 13-year-old stars or something like
that. Nice. It's a good way to get in the business.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, I can't really tell if it's because he's a good director, which he is. I mean, he did Chinatown, among many other things, Repulsion, and some other films. But he gets kind of a pass in Hollywood. Like, a lot of people just seem to be like, all right, let the charges drop, because he ended up going to France, so he wouldn't be extradited back here for trial.
Hmm. Or he didn't just choose Mexico. Oh, I guess he's a high roller, so he has right. more options. Never mind.
So anyway, makes sense. Yeah, he'd been not hiding out, but living in France, but still doing it. I mean, he still directs now. But the thing that's bizarre to me is there's another director named Victor Salva, and again, I understand maybe why people don't give him as much of a pass, because he's not a Roman Polanski, but he did... Did you ever see Jeepers Creepers?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. It's a fun movie. Anyway, he did that in, like, Powder and some other lesser-known films, but he had the same thing, only he did this, act with a guy instead of a chick, and he's been, like, totally blacklisted throughout Hollywood. I just find that interesting, that Roman Polanski kind of gets a pass, but... So the guy doesn't really, I don't know, weird.
Wait, who's the other guy that did it with a guy?
Victor Salva.
Never heard that name. That's probably why.
Yeah. So because someone was like, if you watch Jeepers Creepers, it's really creepy, but not as creepy as looking at his Wikipedia page. I'm like, yeah, well, would you say the same thing about Roman Polanski? I don't know. I find that odd.
Yeah, that's tough to call.
But anyway, that's just my little chat about Roman. He's an interesting character. But, yeah, Rosemary's Baby. Check it out if you haven't seen it before. It's definitely creepy.
I forget the name of the Halloween movie that I saw. I mean, I think
Halloween.
Which one was it? Was it like it was
It's
one
just called Halloween.
It was one in 07.
Yeah, it's called Halloween, but it was directed by Rob Zombie, as opposed to the countless other Halloween films out there. And I was telling Ronnie earlier, I wanted to go see John Carpenter, who directed the first movie. He's going to be in Long Beach this weekend for the Comic-Con down there, which I've never. Thank you.
Sorry, that was me.
Never been to a Comic-Con before. They're kind of scary, scary little events if you've seen them. It's like Nerd Central, and I'm certainly a nerd, but it's like, let's dress up and like seriously become part of the character and everything like that. So anyway, I wanted to go because he's signing posters of the movie The Thing, which I love.
Who
that
is
movie.
Again? I'm sorry?
John Carpenter.
John Carpenter.
Who, the Halloween theme? Oh, no, that was me. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he actually did the Halloween theme too. But anyway, he's directed tons of movies, so he's really cool. And I wanted to go to poster sign for him, but apparently just to get into fucking Comic-Con, it costs $45. I'm not going to pay that much just to get into a nerd fest.
It makes sense.
Even though I would like a signed poster. So, hey, if you're listening, John Carpenter, which obviously you are because all the really big Hollywood directors listen to this show.
Fuck yeah, like Schwarzenegger and Mike Tyson and...
Mike Tyson?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a big Hollywood director.
Sure.
yeah, send me a poster, John. I'd appreciate that. I really would.
That'd be badass, man, if you actually got one in the mail.
Yeah, it would be.
You want to give out your address?
No. send a confirmation to jaroftruth@gmail.com and I'll send you my address and you can send me a poster. Framed, hopefully. That'd be nice.
That's a good idea, because maybe I can get it before you, since I get the notification on my phone and just give him my address. And hell yeah, I'll just take it from there. Because that'd be badass, man. And yeah, maybe I'll just give him the address for my work and just tell him, oh yeah, he's one of my clients. You know,
actually went on I went on our email not too long ago. I can't remember why. But I went on there and I hardly ever use it. And I saw all these emails that Ronnie had sent out about like apartments and stuff like that. And I was really hoping to find something.
Apartments?
Yeah.
I used that email?
Yeah. For one of them. You were looking for something somewhere in Garden Grove.
Oh yeah. I was going back and forth. I didn't want to give him my personal. So I gave him the fuck. Cause I mean, yeah, we have like zero personal information on our, on the Gmail account. So I just gave him that one.
I was really sad though. Cause I was hoping to stumble across some really like lascivious emails and very purient kind of content, but I didn't.
Nope, not with me, amigo.
Damn it.
Yeah, all that shit's on my xxx.porn at...
yeah.
At ronschlong.com.
Ronschlong, I like that.
Oh, fuck it, nice. I don't know. Sure, why not?
Hey, what's your porn name?
I don't want to talk. Ronschlong, I just fucking told you.
Ronschlong? Well, no, it's supposed to be like your first pet and the street you grew up on.
Oh yeah, I think that's a stripper name, but
oh, I'm sorry.
Same difference. My first pet was Cinderella, so that we're doing
this is so good.
And the street I grew up on was, oh shit, what the hell was the name of that street? Oh, damn it. I was about to say, oh, man.
Boulevard?
I used to live there. You know where the Lowe's is off Warner and Beach?
Yes.
It's those apartment complexes right across the street, and it has its own street name. I'm just totally blanking on it. I know it's something good.
It's like, oh, what is that?
It's not that light.
It's a pain in the ass light, too. Oh, it's not that light.
No, it's the apartment complex just west of that light.
There's a real shit light right there. When you get off at Warner and you try to go into Huntington, like, you think it'd be easy, but it takes like 15 minutes because all the fucking lights. So anyway, okay, well, that was anticlimactic. Cinderella something. Just make it up.
Fuck, man. No, I it's going to bug me until I actually get it.
I actually really like mine because it sounds very dirty.
What's yours?
Al Woods.
Your first pet's name was Al?
Aloysius, yeah.
What kind of pet?
He's a cat. Big fluffy orange cat.
Okay, that's actually...
Al Woods, baby.
That's kind of cool.
I love that.
You grew up on Woods?
Woods Avenue.
Nice. Ooh, on an avenue. Aren't you fancy? I mean, yeah, if you give me a second, I can fucking look it up.
Damn. I wanted to use that as my radio name for a time, but...
Al Woods.
Al Woods. But then I wanted to use Lou Stools, and that was my other favorite one I really wanted to use. And then Hector Savage, because he's one of my favorite characters from the stupid movie. But I like Lou Stools. I think that's a great name. And that was Travis. Yeah. Lou Stools.
It was Stanley Walk.
Stanley Walk?
It was the name of the street.
Cinderella Stanley Walk? I guess just Cinderella Stanley. That's pretty good.
As I pull up Google to fucking look for it, I remember it. I can close that tab.
Cinderella Stanley. That's good. I see you with like a gold chain and a big mustache.
Can this be the ANC show now? Mm-hmm. Al Woods and Cinderella Stanley?
That sounds good. I like that.
No, I want Todd Billig on this one.
Okay, fine. Cinderella Stanley and Al Woods.
And Al Woods.
Nice.
That's funny shit.
Or it could be called Into the Woods with Alan Cinderella. That's pretty good, too.
That just sounds like it should be with Alan Little Red Riding Hood, don't you think so?
Maybe. So anyway. Did you want to talk about...
I don't know. My computer just said something stopped working, so I'm hoping it's lying to me.
Fantastic.
And you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. Bennett.
I don't know. We were talking about Halloween, so I guess
I know what I was going to... Well, there's nothing... It's not really that much of a discussion, but it just pissed me off. So I only got two knocks on my door, and...
Did you have any candy, or did you give them weed?
I didn't get... the second group would have appreciated that more. I was actually playing guitar, and... There's
some Reese's Pieces, man.
And I got this knock on my door, and of course I'm like, fuck. Now they know I'm home, because I'm like jamming really loudly, and my lights are on and stuff, so I just...
Electric? Guitar? Yeah. Nice.
So I just pretended that I just didn't hear them, and they walked away. But I looked at my people, and they were like, you know, 5-6 years old.
Your people.
Yeah, my
our people.
But the second group of people were like 20. They're all like these like 20-year-old Mexican kids. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, so, they want free food.
Obviously.
I mean, they're all going to vote for Obama, so they want free something. So.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Got to political.
Got to politicize everything nowadays, man. Come on.
I just irritated me. I'm like, dude, I don't know. I can see maybe. I mean, even my mom, I didn't really like to give out candy to kids who were like 14 and 15 and older. And I remember when I played your Halloween show, you guys were 18 and still went out. But I think once you're 20, maybe give up the Halloween thing or the trick or treat thing.
I mean, we didn't even fucking go out. I mean, yeah, we just, I don't know. That's right. We did go out, huh?
Yeah.
I got dragged out.
Ronnie was the only guy I knew at this party, and he just bounced. And I'm just left there with a bunch of high school kids. And I didn't
know.
Are
you Brandon?
No, he wasn't there at the time.
What?
Or somewhere here. I didn't know where he was. So I ended up sitting down on the curb, and the chick whose party it was ended up basically showing me her cooch because she was like, do I have a run in my pantyhose? And she bent right over, and I'm like, I can see your ovaries.
She was a bigger...
She was a big girl.
Yeah. You did not tell me that.
I didn't? Yeah, I was sitting in the curb, and she's like, look at my costume. I think I have a run in my panties, and or my whatever the fuck are they, our hose.
In my hose.
My hose. And I looked up, I'm like, okay, I could probably be arrested just for sitting here and looking at this, but whatever.
Yeah, she's one to cry for attention, for sure.
Well, I didn't know her.
Yeah, well, now you know.
But that was fun.
Yeah, your name was actually put on whatever the fuck the website is. I'm blanking on it. Damn it. Megan's Law, is that
oh,
it?
Oh, great.
Yeah, it says Jay Olin. You can actually look up his address, too, if you guys want to go check it out. It's all public info.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He is kidding. I hope. Yeah, that was interesting. That was fun, just hanging out with a bunch of... It was great, too, getting all these really nasty looks from all the bears there. This guy was, like, 28, hanging out with, like, 15-year-olds. It was the best.
Hey, man, you want to sing for a band?
Yeah, well, I did. It was fun.
Yeah, you're fucking awesome.
But yeah.
For all of you that for some fucking stupid ass reason don't know what an awesome singer Jay is, go to the Toxic Waste MySpace page.
MySpace? What's that?
Isn't that where all the music is?
Remember that? Remember that website?
Isn't that where all the music is? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sitting here like, I'm in the fucking band.
You can I'm pretty sure there's a way to put it on Facebook. I just haven't researched it. And it's probably very easy. I just haven't done it yet because I'm lazy. But yeah, it was funny because the people that I knew, like Brandon's mom and dad, I mean, they said I did a good job. And then I sort of knew your mom, but she was kind of like, because at that point I was wearing that goddamn nun thing on my head because you came as a nun.
And I did not come as a nun.
He totally came as a nun.
Girlfriend at the time brought a fucking costume because she wanted the fucking trick or treat and dragged me out doing so.
But other than that, I was getting lots of interesting looks from parents. And there was one kid, I think it was, remember that kid who's the dude whose party we played for the night before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he came up and he was like, are you guys seniors? I'm like, oh, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my life. But, yeah. I'm closer to being an AARP senior than I am a senior in high school.
Actually, no, you're not.
No, it's true. Yeah, it was fun. But not this year. This year was totally lame.
Yeah,
but.
I mean, for me as well, no fucking gigs anywhere.
Nope. Actually, I had no candy.
One of the groups I'm in was actually trying to get an acoustic House of Blues show, which totally fell through. Okay. That would have been cool to fucking have everybody at, but whatever. I wouldn't have invited you anyway, so.
Of course not.
Oh, I think it's funny, but of course.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
I'm getting dirty looks. Anyway, speaking of Halloween. I love
feeling left out all the time. Oh, or what you could have done, your other MO, you could have invited me to be in the band and kicked me out two or three times.
Oh, yeah, because that was totally all me.
Yeah.
Yeah, just remember, always shoot the messenger.
My stomach hurts now. Oh, my tummy hurts. I don't know if it's the Pepsi or the crippling depression. Not sure which it is. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Speaking of Halloween.
Okay.
And crippling depression.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of both tie in here. At the school in which Mr. Olin here is an alumni of. USC.
Which one? Okay, yeah.
USC. Yeah, USC. University of Southern California. There was a shooting on Halloween.
Okay.
That's exactly what the gun sounded like, too.
Did it?
Yeah.
Cool.
It just shot gross smells at everybody. Yep, that's exactly what happened. So this story here is from the Huffington Post, Los Angeles. This is, Halloween shooting prompts more concerns over campus safety. So let's hear this chick talk about it, I guess, see how well this goes. Assuming my computer decides to work at any given point today. No?
Micah, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Yes, there are many questions. In fact, let me show you right now the USC campus. In the distance, you see some extra security, also an LAPD unit. Now, according to students that we have talked to, they say they have certainly seen security beefed up on campus today, tonight. The question on the minds of some tonight, though, is whether or not there's enough security around the clock.
You could hear the whole thing.
The clock is
safe. I heard it happen.
This USC freshman is talking about last night's shooting outside this Halloween party on campus, put together by an outside promoter and a student organization.
The world we live in today, there are bad people. There are bad.
Holy shit! There are bad people in the world today.
As well. So, I mean, we continue to be vigilant.
School police chief Kerry Drayton told us there is no longer an active threat on campus.
And for all
oh my God.
Yeah, I'm trying to ignore it. And for all of you guys that know the neighborhood that USC is in, it's a very nice, wealthy, well-to-do
very affluent area
of downtown Los Angeles in the gun district.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the fucking ghetto.
Like, and there
are bad people in the world, and I can't believe today, this shit happened. It's really, you can't fucking believe this happened?
No, but the thing that we were talking about just before we went on is that I don't understand how that happened, because USC was founded in 1880. So, I mean, it wasn't like L.A. was this huge booming metropolis at that point.
I mean,
so how did
that's true?
How did the ghetto just kind of spring up around, or was it just like weird, like gentrification type things that happened that forced all the people to live there? I don't know what it was, but it's funny because USC campus is beautiful. It's like it's very well maintained, lots of nice trees and flowers and everything, and green grass. And you step outside of the street, and it's like ghetto.
Yeah, when we went to go see when we went to go see Tool, we drove like right by it. And mm-hmm. remember that shitty rundown Chevron station on the corner right there
that I've used many times. Yes.
Yeah. I did not feel safe getting out of my car to get gas there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shady area. It really is. I mean, I lived across campus for two years.
It was kind of sunny.
I've seen that was so lame. But other than that, you get this.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that to come back.
God, I lost my train of thought. That was such a bad joke.
it's a very shady area.
Yeah. I was going to say I lived across campus for a couple of years. I mean, literally a block across from campus, and had several break-ins and a couple times where I couldn't go back home because there was a guy wandering the streets with a gun and the cops were cordoning off the area. So it's a fun little place. Neat. You should go check it out.
Yeah, great neighborhood. Yeah, anybody with a lot of money, make sure your kid lives like right across the street.
Yeah,
the president issued this letter.
I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, go hang out in Vermont and exposition and all those areas. It's
great. Lovely city place. Of commerce. I mean,
city of commerce. I ain't commerce.
I'm talking about commerce, Vernon.
Oh,
I was kind of going into the outskirts of Los Angeles.
Vernon, yeah, it's another beautiful area.
Oh yeah, gorgeous, just gorgeous.
On their website. Still, some students and parents are criticizing USC for sending this emergency text alert about the shooting more than 20 minutes after the fact.
You know what's funny about
that?
What
did the text say?
Well, I don't know what it said, but it was an emergency about the shooting, and you know what they showed? Hillary, an iPhone, an Apple product. Just figured I'd point that out.
Shut the fuck up. Go ahead.
Safety concerns have been heightened here since the deadly shooting of two international...
Now, I'm going to keep stopping it because this is really funny to me. I'm sorry.
Because you don't want anyone to hear the story?
No, shut up. Because, I mean, it's always great because right after something happens,
yes,
they always beef up security like it's a big fucking deal. It's like, it just happened.
Yeah.
So why didn't you... I mean, yeah, obviously you can't fucking...
You can't retroactively beef up security.
Which would be cool. But I just find it hilarious how it's always like there's like three cops on campus and like the day after a shooting there's like 300 like just kind of walking around. It's like it might be a step too far. I don't know. Oh, look at the great pictures of the people that we have here.
Are the guys that got shot a couple months ago?
Sure. I just like the cross-eyed chick.
Oh, yeah.
National graduate students near the campus last April.
They probably could have done a little bit better.
Meanwhile, others tonight feel school police did the best they could.
I don't think they can really do anything to manage this. I mean, this can happen anywhere. These people aren't affiliated with USC, but they can't just like lock down the campus and not let anyone in or like do metal detectors. That would be ridiculous.
The shooting still took place, but I know security acted quickly and they caught the guys who did it. I mean, you can't control what people bring in their pockets. It's not like they knew that they were carrying a gun or anything like that.
I don't feel unsafe. I feel like DPS handled it very well, and I don't feel like there's anything to worry about.
Great.
And we should mention the parents of those two international students that were murdered have filed a lawsuit against USC, they say, for misrepresenting security on the campus. But
for what?
Misrepresenting.
For must representing?
Yeah. As you see here, DPS, Department of Public Safety for USC, very, very much here all over the campus. They say they are certainly being very vigilant. That is the very latest reporting live from USC. I'm Elizabeth Espinosa.
Very latest.
KTLA 5 News.
That's where the video's from. KTLA 5.
What I thought was really funny, too, is they showed a cop, they showed a DPS guy on a Segway, and, you know, nothing is more intimidating to a criminal than a cop in a Segway.
Did you see the movie Paul Blart Mall Cop?
No, I didn't, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I actually saw that, believe it or not, because I thought it looked hilarious. But it was kind of funny, but yeah, it's kind of the same thing. There's really no urgent security warning of, oh shit, everybody grab your Segways and batons, let's roll.
I truly don't understand the point behind that story. I mean, it's like saying, well, why weren't the cops at a house when this guy got murdered? I mean, like, how do you know? You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense.
That's what's stupid about it. I mean, yeah, I guess there was a shooting last April, which was before our time on the Jar Show, so we didn't exactly bring it up. But, I mean, yeah, I guess it was two international students look like Vietnam or China. Yeah, they were Asian, whatever.
Totally PC, yeah. I'm kidding. Yeah.
And yeah, I guess they're filing a lawsuit.
They're like Ching Chong Ting Tong Ling Long.
That was UCLA. And I guess for misrepresenting the school? Like, how does that make sense?
I don't know. I mean, USC's always had the reputation of being, you know, in a sketchy area. It is. What are you going to do? You
can't get rid of that reputation. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, exactly.
Oh,
that's all I had on that.
Okay.
That was my only Halloween-related story, really.
Nifty. Well, unless you've been living under a rock for the past couple days... Then
yeah, my rock got taken away in the hurricane. So
oh wow, that's true. Yeah, did you want to talk about that?
We will. We will. We'll get. Oh. We'll definitely get there. There's a few things that I want to bring up.
Outstanding. Well, anyway, so Lucasfilm, obviously owned by George Lucas, Mr. Star Wars, made a deal with Disney for about $4.06 billion. Billions of dollars to give basically you know, Lucasfilm's rights all over to Disney, which is drawn the ire of some. This was at a request to talk about this, but I think we probably would have mentioned it anyway. But anyway,
who requested it?
You know, I don't remember. It was somewhere on my Jolin fan page.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, the question was, what's going to happen now that Disney owns the Star Wars franchise? And I don't really see any problem with it whatsoever.
I know that they're going to remake.
Well, I don't think they're going to remake it. They're going to make more movies. They're not. Well, if they remake it, they're going to really piss off everyone in the world.
Well, no, I think they're going to remake the first three movies, the last three books, I think was where they're going to start.
Well, I don't know how they'd remake the first three since they already. I don't think they're, as far as
I... Talk about episode 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to touch those. As far as I've heard, they're going to start remaking, or not remaking, but remaking episodes 7, 8, and 9. So that would follow, you know, the trilogy with Skywalker and Leia and Han Solo and all those guys.
Okay.
But I don't really get why people are so mad. They're saying, oh, well, now, you know, like, Buzz Lightyear is going to be in... the Star Wars films, which is not true, of course. And there are a couple of plus sides to it. A, maybe it's time for George Lucas to hand over the franchise to someone that has fresh new ideas on it. You know,
I mean, that's very true.
Obviously, the prequel trilogy didn't really do well at all. I mean, it might have done well box office wise, but it didn't do well in terms of fans appreciating it because of people like Jar Jar Binks and, you know, Anakin Skywalker's character being so poorly portrayed by Hayden Christensen. And, yeah, it's just, I mean, the prequel trilogy is just, it's hokey, it's goofy, it's pretty bad. It has nothing of the, you know, interest and allure of the original trilogy. In that regard, I think it's cool because you might, as long as you get good writers and a good director, you could come up with really cool new stories from the Star Wars, you know, universe. And the other thing is that someone mentioned the other day on the Blu-ray site is that maybe now that Disney has it, they'll actually release the original trilogy unadulterated on Blu-ray, because the one you can get now and most editions you can buy of Star Wars now are the retarded special editions that he like had touched up over the last 20 years because he just wasn't, you know, I'm not satisfied with my amazing film that I put out there that everyone is in love with, but he decided
it's like that's probably the same thing as writer's remorse, you know.
Yeah, so he's been tinkering with it for the last 2 decades and it's pissing a lot of people off. So maybe now that he's not in charge of that element anymore, maybe they'll actually release the original trilogy as is, which I think a lot of people would like. So I don't know. I can see why people might be a little bit, I don't know, reluctant to...
thrown off by it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think it's actually a good thing. Because that means more Star Wars for you guys, people. I don't know why you complain. Anyway, that's my take on that. I know that you don't really give a shit about Star Wars, so...
I mean, I'm not a huge fan. I mean, yeah, I definitely appreciate it, but that's about as far as my extent goes. So, I mean, yeah, I did want to spend a little bit of time on this next topic. I mean, yeah, obviously not the whole half hour that we have left here, but, I mean, yeah, at least, I mean, yeah, a decent chunk of this. I mean, yeah, this is about a...
chunk.
About a 4-minute video. Now, yeah, what happened, or what...
What happened was...
Vis-a-vis per se.
Yana.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was a mother who was in Staten Island in New York.
Staten Island.
Yes. And, I mean, yeah, she had her two kids who I'm not sure exactly how old they were. The video will tell you, though. It's a CNN video. And, well, I mean, yeah, she was, yeah, she went onto some guy's back porch, and this guy has his house. No, was it? Yeah, it was Staten Island, and the guy's house was in, I believe, New Jersey, I think? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was the Jersey Shore, right on the beach. And, yeah, she was on his back porch, and he had his house raised up about 6 feet. So, yeah, he wasn't, I mean, his house survived, and it wasn't horrible. So, what the hell are you pulling up over there?
Well, just keep going.
Okay. And, yeah, she tried knocking, or not
knocking. Stop reading over my shoulder.
Not knocking on this guy's door, but yeah, trying to scream for help while she tried to swim through the floodwaters with her two kids, mm-hmm. and tried to get in this guy's house so she can, you know, survive and be safe. And the guy said no. That's her take, and his take is nobody did that, but there was a guy, and I said no, which makes him not better at all. Basically, I mean, yeah, she had mentioned to the police that she threw a flower pot to try to break a window so she can get in because she wanted her fucking kids to be safe. Like,
yeah, it's
kind of nature. And are you going to do this
nature
now?
No, I'm just... Dude, what are you doing?
You're freaking me out, man. Give me motion sickness. And, I mean... Yeah, that's funny. And, yeah, the flower pot, I guess, broke and she wasn't able to get in, and a wave came and wiped her two kids away, and they found him the next day about 20 yards away from each other, dead. So it's really not funny, Dick. And yeah, the guy's saying, nope, there was a guy that tried to throw a flower pot over, but that's it. So, I mean, yeah, the real question here is, how did this lady know about the flower pot if it wasn't her? So, I mean, in my opinion, the guy's lying, but here's the CNN video.
A Ford Explorer on the side of a street in Staten Island, New York. The car seats remain, where two little boys, Brandon and Connor Moore, were sitting as their mother, Glenda, was driving during Hurricane Sandy, desperately looking for shelter.
The story of what happened to Glenda and her sons, Brandon and Connor, is sad, horrifying, terrifying. She was driving her SUV down this street. It plunged into this hole during the height of Hurricane Sandy. She then got out of the vehicle with her two-year-old son and her four-year-old son. Remember, it is pouring rain, torrential, the wind's 90 miles per hour, and she comes over here to this tree and holds onto the tree, grabs the branches, grabs the tree, and holds onto it.
I like the reenaction.
I like how he trips when he's trying to get over to the tree. He missed it.
Whoops.
Grabs the tree.
Holds onto her sons at the same time. And she did this, according to police, for hours. That's what she told the police. She then said she went up to this house right behind me, knocked on the door, a man was inside, and pleaded with him, let us inside your house. She says, according to police, the man would not let her in the house with her sons. She then went to the back, stood on the balcony, took a flower pot, tried to break the window to break into the house, wasn't able to, and ultimately floodwaters came through and swept her sons away.
Everyone was wishing for a miracle in the search for the children, but there really wasn't any optimism the boys would be found alive. New York City police used a fan boat to look for them in the nearby marsh. Police divers walked through that swampy marsh. Sadly, the bodies of both children were found not far from each other, about a quarter mile away from where Glenda last held them. Family members say Glenda is too distraught to talk to us. We wanted to meet the man who lived in the house.
Now, this first confrontation with this guy who owns the house, in my opinion, is hilarious, because at first he doesn't answer to any of the media knocking on his door. He talks to the cops, and that's it. But, I mean, yeah, his first impression to at least CNN, I found to be absolutely... Just really funny.
Where police say Glenda sought protection. Nobody answered the door. But while we were standing near the house on public property, an angry man appeared.
Get the hell out! Stop filming in my house! No cameras here! Stop! Stop!
Sir,
get
sir,
out!
Sir,
get the hell
sir.
Out!
Can I ask you a question? Did the woman knock on your door to get
no,
in?
No, sir. No, sir.
Alan did not want to say...
Get the hell out!
I love that.
His last name. But the house in question is his. And he says he was inside during the hurricane.
Now, after that, this fucking CNN guy got him to come out and talk to him, mm-hmm. which I find to be just awesome. I mean, he lies through his fucking teeth, but at least the reporter got him to talk.
Teeth. Police say that Glenda came with her two sons, knocked on your door, no, sir. Begged to go in during the hurricane.
No, sir. Absolutely not.
So you did not see a woman with two children?
No, absolutely not.
So what she told the police is not accurate?
Absolutely. I never saw anybody. I only saw the man.
So you said you saw a man come to your door?
Yes. He didn't come to the door. The stairs in the back of the house, and he came. He was standing. He must have been standing at the bottom of the stairs.
And what did he do?
He took a concrete flower pot. I can show you there's one in the backyard. I can see there were two of them. He threw one of them through the door.
Okay, what they're saying is that she, after you didn't let her in, that she tried to break a window and get in. So is it possible you're mistaken?
No. Because I had to stay there all night. I sat all night with my back against the door in the kitchen.
Well, let me ask you, the man, if a man threw a flower pot, did you let the man in your house?
He didn't ask to come in. He asked me to come out and help him.
So did you help him?
I couldn't. What could I do to help him?
No, his excuse. Right,
so I'm wearing the same clothes. I had these shorts on.
Mike, I was talking to my fellow pugilist, Evander Holyfield, and he said he wanted to listen to the jaw too, but unfortunately, I bit off at the ears.
That's what he fucking sounds like, right?
Sounds like Mike.
Man, I mean, yeah, his excuse here why he couldn't help out is fucking great. He's wearing the same clothes he was yesterday, you know, and he wasn't wearing much apparently. So here's his excuse.
I'm out and
I'm
help
guilty
him.
Of that.
So did you help him?
I couldn't. What could I do to help him?
All right, so
I'm wearing the same clothes. I had these shorts on. This is my brother's jacket. I had a pair of shorts on with flip flops, and I was going to come out.
Okay, I had a pair of shorts on with some flip flops. And I really didn't appreciate the fact that the guy was trying to throw a flower pot through my window.
You know, you just blew our whole sponsor, right?
Oh, well.
So what kind of fucking idiot, this is my question, wears shorts, a jacket, and flip-flops during a fucking hurricane when you live on the beach?
That guy?
Apparently this fucking moron, so...
Hunter, you're saying you did not see a woman and two children?
No, sir.
You saw a man?
A man, yes.
I mean, you must feel terrible for this woman and her two children, right?
Yeah, did they find the children? God, I don't even know.
What a patronizing reporter.
I'd fucking be doing the same thing if I knew this guy was lying to my face.
Who cares?
I mean, yeah, he sits here and goes, well, I don't even know what happened to the kids. I mean, this guy's being a fucking dick, in my opinion. What's curious to me, and at least how I totally fucking know the guy's lying, is because he admitted there was a man on his back patio that threw a flower pot. How the fuck would this chick know, this woman who's claiming that she tried to get into his house, how the hell would she know that somebody threw a flower pot and tried to get into the house?
I don't know.
I mean, that's what I'm curious of, so.
And they found them dead today.
Of course, it's a tragedy, of course. Absolutely. It's unfortunate. She shouldn't have been out, though. You know.
Listen, what, you fucking hear that? Oh, yeah, it's horrible. I mean, it's a tragedy. She shouldn't have fucking been out, though.
It's a tragedy.
So, yeah, I wanted to at least bring that up because I heard that earlier. No, I thought it was horrible because, as we talked about earlier, I just can't I can't deal with the thought of something bad happening to kids when they're so defenseless. Thing. I mean,
man, the brothers came out and sued. I was like, ain't no brothers going to sue me. Brothers sued Ed. The brothers went to get paid. I was like, brothers going to sue brother. Brother was like, fuck that. I'm getting paid, motherfucker. And brothers went to court and got educated on the judge. All of a sudden, they was like, you know, can you state your case? Yes, Your Honor, on the evening in question, per se, Your Honor. Yo, check out, Your Honor. I was just out of disco rack cooling, right? I went in with my girlie, right? My girl started ill. He said, oh, there go Eddie Murphy. Start acting all tipsy and shit. I said, where? He said, over there. I said, fuck that big nose motherfucker. I make my money just like him, right, Your Honor? Because I don't give a fuck. I ain't getting on nobody's jock, you know? So, Your Honor, check it out, right? What happened then, right? I said, yo, what you want me to go over get the motherfucker autograph? I got the autograph for my girlie. I walked over and said, yo, Ed, sign this autograph. The ass, I ain't signing a motherfucking thing. Fuck you and your ugly bitch. I said, yo, Ed, I'll bust your ass for saying shit like that. He said, wait, motherfucker, I can't. And he ran over to my woman and slapped her in the face, Your Honor. Then he slapped me and my man in the face, all three of us like the Three Stooges, Your Honor. 12 million. 12. I was disgusted. Yeah, Your Honor, give us half his shit.
Oh, Eddie.
That's Eddie. Funny. That's funny. Anyway, so that story was horrifying for me and obviously hilarious for Jay.
I love flower pot stories. Okay.
Hey, quick fun fact. October 29th marks 3.5 years to the day since the Senate has passed a budget. Fun fact. The Democrat-controlled Senate has not passed a budget in 3.5 fucking years.
Good Lord.
Go figure.
What
else you got? That was my my story of the day, which apparently nobody else enjoyed but me.
Yes, well. this is interesting. This wouldn't go over well in, I would say, most American cities. But anyway, here's a story.
Out of a hurricane and two boys dying?
Yeah, fuck off. Here's a story from New Hampshire, from CNN.
New Hampshire sounds like a lot like New York.
What?
I'm kidding. Just continue.
Young football players walk off the practice field hoping to play at the high school level one day, but not if Paul Butler has his way.
I'll do my best to try to convince the other members of the school board that this is a dangerous game and that we should abandon it.
Butler is a retired surgeon and first-term school board member who asked the rest of the board to consider turning off the Friday night lights for good. A former high school and college player himself, Dr. Butler says recent studies have revealed just how dangerous the game can be.
No, shut
football,
up.
Unlike hockey, unlike lacrosse, both of which are violent games, football is the one that where the head gets repeatedly banged.
It probably wouldn't surprise you that many of the parents and young players we talk to say Dr. Butler is out of bounds.
Ooh, nice. Nice use of words, yeah.
He's so quiet and soft-spoken trying to prove his point. I think football is good because
they hit their heads very hard.
And they can, it can cause brain damage.
I think there's a lot of positive things when you get football, and a lot of the good lessons kids learn, teamwork, working together for a common goal, a lot of good things.
I love football. My favorite sport. just be really, really tough.
What?
Football!
San Dimas High School football rules.
I think it's kind of foolish if you're going to look at sports in general. Look at them all: hockey, lacrosse. I mean,
they're both bringing up the same references.
That's what's in the NFL. And
yeah, what about badminton? That's a hell of a sport.
That's what everybody's talking about now.
But one parent admitted he's considered pulling his boys out of the game himself.
They love the game, and it's a hard thing to say. You can't play anymore after you've been playing your whole life, you know. But it makes me nervous.
Butler says he'll bring his proposed ban on high school football to a vote one day soon.
I think it's bad to take this away. I certainly do. But I think it's worse to let it continue.
I like how we put a deadline on it. Someday soon.
Someday soon. Yeah, well,
what a
that's
cock.
I don't think that's going to go over well anywhere. I'm not a huge fan of football, but come on, man.
Steeler Nation, baby.
Oh, God. Go Eagles.
We won. Just saying. We won.
I mean, I'll watch football. I'm obviously more interested in the game if it's like a SC game because I actually kind of care about it, but... Regardless, come on, man. Football, how long has football been in schools?
A very, very, very long time.
And I don't think it's any mystery or any breaking news to anybody that it's definitely a contact sport, and it's a dangerous sport, just like, well, hockey and lacrosse. But really, I mean, basketball, you can get really injured playing basketball. You can get injured pretty much walking your dog down the street. So I don't know what the point is. This guy's whole, I don't know what his platform is. Like, oh, well, violence. Shouldn't play football. Meanwhile, football, I would imagine, brings in a ton of money for schools all over the country.
Oh, hell yeah. I just won't try to politicize this story.
God.
It's about all I
can say. It's all the Democrats, right? All right, shut up. Next story.
Oh, it's like you can fucking read my mind.
Yeah, you think?
Well, I guess we can try to ban this. Student tries to sell 12-year-old brother on Craigslist.
That's a good idea.
After Jay pulled up that glorious Craigslist ad last Friday's show.
With the rim seat.
The rim seat. That's what I was trying to fucking tell my boss earlier this week, and I couldn't think of the word. Oh, rim seat with the like little hole in the ass.
Yeah. The fact that those things are even out there in the market is just spectacular.
You know, there's a lot of... dangerous people in this world today, and
I want to put a ban on rim seats because it can be very dangerous. I mean, what happens if one of the legs collapses and your face will go permanently up a guy's bunghole?
What happens if you fart?
I don't think it's. I mean, I don't like the fact that I want to take it away, but I think letting it continue is even worse. Yeah,
that's really funny. Could be a choking hazard. Ever thought of that? let's check this.
Strangle bait.
Yeah, love that term. So this is from this is a Huffington Post video, I believe. So let's check this video out. See if this will work for me. Hey, Newsy.
I'm Megan Murphy for Newsy. Authorities in Florence, Alabama, are having a serious talk with one teenage girl who got so annoyed with her 12-year-old brother, she tried to sell him on Craigslist. Here's WAFF.
The boy's sister got mad at him. Now, this is a look at the ad. It lists a, quote, joyful little boy for $1,200.
Wow, that's cheap.
It goes on to say the boy is in need of a good home and caring people to be around.
While the ad may have started as a family prank, it sparked a statewide police hunt for the boy and the family who put him up for sale. An Alabama police officer told the Times Daily, unfortunately, people do put kids' photos out there on websites offering them for sexual encounters. We didn't know if someone's trying to sell this kid for sex, human trafficking, or what. When police tracked the boy down,
They're saying they didn't. They didn't know.
They went that angle, but I mean, no. It didn't say explicitly in the ad that they were selling him for sex.
No, nowhere on there.
His sister admitted it was all just a prank. She wasn't arrested, but was given a stern talking to. Florence police told the Daily Mail, what kids and parents...
She was given a stern talking to.
She was given a timeout.
A timeout. Now, Jenny, you know you can't go selling your brother on Craigslist. Go to your room.
I think it's a bargain. $1,200 for that kid? You want to go halvesies?
I mean, payday's Monday. I'm down.
Cool.
Sick, man. Let's do it.
Florence police told the Daily Mail, what kids and parents need to realize is when you do something like this, you can lure the wrong kind of person, and you're endangering the child by putting their image out there. Just their image alone can be exploited, and you not even know it. The ad has been removed from Craigslist, and the boy is safe at home with his family, possibly to the dismay of his big sister.
Thank God. Happy ending. I was worried.
I mean, nobody fucking fronted the $1,200 for this little black kid?
I'm surprised. It's a good-looking boy. Why not, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I love the picture with his eyes closed and his mouth half open. It's fucking great.
Should put some cockroaches on his face.
Whoa, Miramonte reference. All right.
Oh, that's what was that Miramonte. That's what it was. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. That's like, did you ever read Garfield? Or is that before your time?
A little bit.
Because he used to always try to send that other cat, Nermal, to Abu Dhabi. Put him in like a...
Abu Dhabi.
You would put him in a little crate with a bunch of little round holes in it and try to send Nermal off to Abu Dhabi. Terrible. So let that be a lesson to you, kids. Don't try to sell your kin on Facebook or Craigslist or whatever the hell it is. Because it's very dangerous. You know, even the picture can be exploited. You might not know that, but it's true. It's very dangerous. What are you doing over there? Anyway.
Don't worry about it. Stop reading over my shoulder. Gosh.
Touche. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a silly story. I mean, it is a silly story. There's nothing else to be said about it. But really, don't get too upset about it, people. He's fine. In other news.
Oh, is that for me now?
I don't know.
I was actually...
You're frantically searching for something over there.
I mean, yeah, I'll get to it later. I'm not worried about it now.
No, that's good, because we only have 13 minutes left.
Cool. Great. So.
Oh, I wanted to see that story.
Yeah, here's a quick one. This one's from a source that we've actually never used that I actually was just recently, discovered, introduced to. There we go. Russia Today.
Russia Today. Yeah. Russia. Okay.
Yeah, they have a lot of, they have a headquarters here in New York. I mean, it's just like ABC or NBC or any of the other shit. They have a 24-hour video stream online. But apparently, researchers have rated the top 10 calorie-burning films.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Because, apparently, it's called The Horror Diet. Watching scary thrillers helps you lose calories. And I think, where was it here?
See, in that case, I should weigh about 110 pounds. But, unfortunately.
That's funny. I think it's the equivalent. Yeah, here it is. A 90-minute long horror film can be the equivalent of a half-hour walk or burn the same amount of
horse shit.
Burn the same amount of energy as in a chocolate bar.
Okay, well, at least it offsets some of my junk food eating. What are the films? It has to say.
Let's see here. It looks like Topping the Terrifying Diet, The Shining.
Love that movie. Yeah.
Second. Looks like Jaws.
Awesome.
Jay's favorite.
Love it.
Third, The Exorcist.
Okay.
Alien.
Yes, these are all good movies.
Saw.
Okay, never mind. That's an okay movie, but not great.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, it's a good one.
Paranormal Activity.
Actually, I do have to give props to that one. That's a pretty good
movie. It's a good one. Blair Witch Project.
Awesome, love it. I love Blair Witch.
One of my favorites. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Wait, I thought you were talking about Blair Witch.
No.
Texas Chainsaw, easily in my top five. Fantastic movie.
And the 10th went to Wreck, R-E-C.
R-E-C, that's a good movie too. Yeah. Oh. Those are all pretty good. I mean, Saw is, it's all right. It's
I think I saw Saw 2 and it was decent.
The first Saw is rather good. Blair Witch, though. I'm glad it's getting love. I know a lot of people hate that movie. I really don't get it. It's a fantastic movie. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's...
So supposedly you lose weight just by watching said film.
By sitting on your ass.
I don't know if I buy that, but those are good movies.
Yeah. So, that's the first thing I've used from Russia Today. I've been a little skeptical of them Just, I mean, yeah, they're...
Well, at least the Russians know good films.
That's true. I guess they do. I guess...
Just Putin that out there.
I love Putin jokes. I think they're all really great.
Because he's Russian.
Okay. Oh, anyways, here's another Huffington Post story. Since I seem to love these so much, I should probably start using Russia Today more. Here's an orangutan that was shot 100 times and survived. And I guess it's an...
Wow, he's like the 50 Cent of primates. That's awesome.
It's not fit, dude, it's 50.
Oh, I'm sorry, 50 Cent.
50 Cent, because he got shot in the teeth and he can't say 50.
50.
50 Cent.
I didn't mean to sound so erudite with my diction there. 50 Cent.
Yeah, so here's a story from the Huffington Post on Newsy.
Okay.
You want to do that again?
Newsy.
That was good.
Ooh. For Newsy, I'm Candace Aviles. An endangered orangutan is being praised after she survived a brutal pellet gun attack in Indonesian Borneo. The Daily Mail reports An was hit
Borneo?
37 times in the head and 67 times in other parts of her body during the air rifle shooting in an oil plantation.
Wait, what the hell is going on with the story? Why is there an orangutan in an oil facility thing?
I was just going to ask that. An oil plantation?
Plantation.
And I guess it was a pellet gun.
The story has racism written all over it.
Savage attack is yet another incident in a catalog of cruelty against the large apes, which are being targeted by vigilantes working for oil plantation owners. We're amazed but truly thankful that she has managed to cheat death, but it has been touch and go, said a local conservationist. Orangutans and other apes in the area have reportedly been forced to move on to oil plantations and other areas looking for food due to the dwindling forest habitat. According to 9MSN, conservationists didn't think An would pull through. She lost one eye and some of her hearing after the attack.
Damn.
The Huffington Post reports this isn't the first time an orangutan has been attacked in the area. In 2011, four men were arrested after killing at least 20 endangered orangutans as a means of pest control. The men said they had chased down the primates with dogs before shooting, stabbing, or hacking them to death with machetes.
Good Lord.
They allegedly told authorities
That's
that
boss.
The owners of several palm oil plantations on Borneo Island had offered $100 for every orangutan killed. Sources say officials have not identified anyone involved in the shooting. An is still recovering at the Natural Resources Conservation Agency.
See, now, like your flower pot story, that story bums me out, man. Poor little orangutans getting shot up.
Get the fuck out.
I don't know. That bugs me out more than the flower pot thing. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's really on that. No? Nothing?
No.
Yeah, whatever. Because her name is...
You get two for this show.
Sweet. Great. So real quick... what the fuck?
Bisquick.
I guess there was a cop in Detroit. Don Johnson. Yes, Don Johnson. Showed his Johnson... via text message. So let's
sweet.
Here's a video like from My Fox Detroit.
What's his name? Wiener.
Anthony Wiener.
There you go.
Tony Wiener. Dickface.
What do I do for my
Jesus Lord Almighty?
Thanks for the fucking commercial, which I thought I bypassed earlier. Great.
You're gonna need to bypass after that scare there.
That was just bad. That was just.
Do I have to hit the horn on myself?
No.
Okay.
No, you don't. Oh, please just fucking work. God damn it. Well, I guess it's not going to work.
Language.
Yeah, it's not Don Johnson, though. Don Johnson that everybody thinks it is, although everybody...
It's just a guy who happens to be named Don Johnson.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I figured...
Cool story, Hansel.
I figured this is our show before...
What?
Before the election. So... This is our last show before everybody goes out to vote, if you haven't already, so I figured we'd go through the propositions.
Get out and vote, peeps.
Yeah. It's fucking California propositions.
Remember, this is the nationwide, actually an international show, so this is a very kind of esoteric segment. Sorry. Go ahead. Continue. Hot lips. Go ahead.
Am I allowed to? That's all right.
Go for it.
Thanks, Al.
It's all right, Cindy.
Cinderella.
Sorry.
Not Cindy.
Okay.
Cinderella.
All right.
All right. So, propositions. First one up here is Prop 30, which I hope you are voting no on.
Sure. Which one's that one?
The tax increase.
Boo.
Yeah, it's claimed it's for schools, but it's not for schools. We've established that it's for union pensions, so you're going to vote no. Okay. I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, I am? Okay.
Yeah. 2-year budget cycle.
Yes, sir.
Which I find fucking hilarious because California has yet to pass a balanced 1-year budget. Yeah.
They can't even eat a balanced diet. How are you supposed to expect them to have a balanced budget?
Exactly. This is Prop 30, that was Prop 31. Prop 32 is a ban on corporate and union contributions to state and local candidates, which I am a yes for. I think it's the only one.
Oh, yes.
The only one that I'm a yes for. Are you actually for that?
Wholeheartedly. I don't know any of the props, dude.
Just no on everything, yes on 32. Okay. Prop 33, insurance. Basically, it'll fucking eliminate the loyalty discount, which is funded 100% by Mercury, or the owner, rather.
Mercury.
The owner of Mercury Insurance in the state of California, to get rid of loyalty discounts and just give drivers a discount based on how long they've been insured, which is fucking stupid and will actually make rates go up, even though he's claiming they will go down. They will not.
Wow.
I like to think I'm an expert in this field since I do have my insurance license, but whatever. Prop 34 is to end the death penalty, which I am a fucking no on. The fact that we have so many fucking people on death row.
Really? I didn't know that was actually in the...
Yeah, they finally fucking got it on the ballot, and I'm really hoping it fucking fails because it's bullshit. We have so many fucking people on death row that we're just keeping alive at, you know, fucking $100,000 a year.
Kill them.
Per fucking prisoner. I mean, we spend the most on our prisoners in any other state, and we want to keep them alive for as long as possible.
See, that's definitely an issue I differ on with other liberal brethren, because I'm actually for the death penalty.
Ah!
Kill them all, Slayer.
Fuck yeah. Anyways.
Or is that Metallica? I don't know, whatever.
I'm not sure. Prop 35 is increased penalties for human trafficking and sex slavery. Sex slavery. Mm, actually, a yes on that one as well. Yes on that. Prop 36, modification of the 3 strikes law in California, which is basically after 3 felonies, you're in jail. I think it's life. Yeah, there are a couple of exceptions, but...
Guilty!
Yeah, this whole fucking modification is just making it less lenient, which is bad. So, no on 36. Prop 37, I think I'm going to have to go no on. It's mandatory labeling of genetically engineered food.
Oh, I just saw a commercial for that last night. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm going no on it because, I mean, yeah, it's going to fucking... It's going to cost all these fucking companies an additional 70% just to fucking research the label, like, all their fucking shit and... Even more for the fucking labeling. So it's just going to do nothing but make the cost of food go up in the state of California. No other states do this, and it's fucking stupid and pointless.
Yeah, man.
France is the only other fucking anything that does this.
France.
So, yeah. Molly Munger's state income tax increase for education is Prop 38. That's a no, because you don't fucking need to pay more taxes. How about just fucking using the goddamn money you have now, which is fucking plenty, since we already have the highest sales tax and the second highest income tax in the nation. Prop 39 is an income tax increase for multi-state businesses. That's bad. It will fucking drive jobs out of California and money out of California.
Bad.
And then Prop 40 is the referendum on the state Senate redistricting plan, which I'm going to go no for. So, those are those. That's some of that junk. Ah. Keep it coming.
Any more? Is that it?
That's it, man. I'm just fucking waiting for this shit to stop.
Okay.
I wanted to fucking give that, obviously, Romney Ryan 2012. For all my I said obviously Romney Ryan 2012 for all my Republican brothers out there listening. All my brethren,
go Obama,
bye bye Obama, GTFO Obama Biden. I actually saw a really funny sticker.
Get the full office, is that what that means?
Get the fuck out.
Oh,
I actually saw a really fucking funny sticker on the back of a car. Like, yeah,
really? Was it a reflective sticker?
You get one for that. Can you help me with that since you control the sound effects? You can do this one to yourself here.
Oops.
That's for being a dick. It had the Obama O, and
O,
and the O was in the word douche.
Oh, that's so cute.
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
I can't wait till he beats Romney. Anyway.
Actually, so far it's 51-45% on early voting pro-Romney. So looks like we're finally going to have a halfway decent presidency after the last 12 years of bullshit. Romney Ryan 2012. And I believe that's our show.
Go to hell, 2012. Cool. So you...
that was really funny.
Our listening audience can check us out at Jarshow. Jesus Christ, how long have I been doing this? I still don't even know our own address.
Jarshow.podomatic.com.
Also, tweet us at Jarshow and like our Facebook page, Facebook at Jarshow. That would be really pretty spiffy.
And next time we see these folks, we will have already voted for our opposing candidate. So basically, my vote will make yours not count.
Sure. Cool. All right, go vote. We'll see you on Tuesday. Everybody sing along.
Der Herrgott.